Greetings, listener. Welcome to Committee Quest.
Previously on Committee Quest.
I'm not going to apologize for trying to kill you, because I am here to find the truth and avenge my sister.
Come, Kree, my terrifying minion. And Kree flies in. And I'm like, I offer on the blood of my favorite evil minion that I will not try to kill you unless you try to kill us again.
Yeah, I'm down with that. So I just kind of dip into one of my wounds and shake.
You both hear in your minds a female voice that says, "Huh, more."
Can you just, like, in 25 words or less, summarise that conversation?
25 words.
Yes.
Because sometimes in the podcast, if it doesn't relate to me, I'm not listening very well. just quick recap for the listeners and Hayley.
I'm counting.
So
I'm counting the words.
Scrumblin couldn't find the founding five. He thinks... Mm-hmm. They may have been lying. They have not shown their face in Amarin for many years. And he thinks the invasion in Amarin is retribution and a just retribution, but he needs to do more research. And then he also says that they have been looking for a book, and he thinks that the issues that are happening in the Feywild are connected to the issues that are happening in Amarin, and the way that, because your sister was working for the committee, then it's a reason for, then that's also a part of this as well. There's something wrong with the committee, because the committee work for the founding, well, the committee is sort of based off of the founding five. They seem to be dodgy and have disappeared. So it all seems to be linked in some way, which is what he would explain to you.
That was really good. And exactly 25 words.
Ripley says, in 2 days' time, there's going to be tryouts to get on some of these shows. If you can get yourself onto those shows, then you can find your way inside. Okay, we want you to be as successful as possible. These discs, we call them cliches, and you'll find out why once they're working, will give you an edge. They will help you be winners. They will help you get the answers that you need to save your world and save our world. So they strap you in, and then an arm sort of reaches down from, reaches up from the back of the chair. And the guy sits down at the little terminal that he was at before and starts punching in some numbers. Blackness, darkness. It is quite a while later, you think, when your eyes start to open and you start to get a blurry vision. And you are... I thought it was different. You don't feel the cool, hard surface of the chair. It's soft and warm, and you are all sleeping in small beds, single beds in a bunked room, the four of you. All right, as you are waking up, what is it that the four of you do? You sort of all, because of how the operation worked, you've all sort of woken up at the same time. So you're all sort of coming to and realizing where you are at the same time. What is it that the four of you do as you are starting
get
to wake
up? Get a sandwich.
Up?
Well, nice.
Have a sandwich. Hayley loves a sandwich after an operation.
After anesthetic, when you're waking up in recovery and you got that fresh chicken salad sandwich.
Aren't
they the best though?
There is a small table in the room that has a selection of food and a pot of now cold tea. But, yes, there is food in the room available to the outpatients.
I wake up.
I look over at Spartan and say, "Man, you look just how I feel."
You always were a piece of shit, Lyle. I also, when I wake up, I say I know Kung Fu. But then realize that I don't. No. And what even is Kung Fu? I don't know. But I said it.
All right, yeah, that kind of just comes to...
Yep.
The door opens after a few minutes of you guys sort of pottering around and eating a sandwich and talking about Kung Fu. And Scrumblin walks in. Oh, you seem to have risen. And then a moment later, Ripley comes in. Oh, you guys are looking relatively good. Now, you've got one day. You've got one day in South Haverbrook. And then tomorrow, you're going to be trying out to get on to hopefully Platform Paladins or maybe something else. So, I suggest you head over to Super Elliot's and get some supplies. Tell them I sent you. You won't need any funds for your shopping there. But if there's anywhere else you'd like to check out in South Haverbrook, today is the day. Come back here tonight.
When Rune hears unlimited money, his eyes literally light up.
All right.
I'm excited about this.
So you guys got a day to hang out in South Haverbrook. It's been suggested to go to Super Elliot's. And then if you guys want to pick a couple of other places you'd like to check out, let me know. There is a map of South Haverbrook that I've slightly updated.
Yep. So I'm still curious about this curse that I've got and wondering if can I quiz Ripley on where I might perhaps find some information, like someone who knows about magical curses and how to remove them?
Yeah. She asks you about that and sort of asks how you got it.
So, Goblin, I think, was he a shaman? Or was he just sort of like a...
Yeah, he was a shaman, yeah.
He was a shaman. Yeah, he put some bad juju on me.
It's all up on you.
He's covered in juju. I don't actually recall how exactly that occurred. Did he not just cast it on me?
He threw magic dust on you.
Yeah, he threw magic dust on you.
Magic dust on me. Yeah.
He told you that.
That I was locked into it until I solved his problem.
That's right.
That does pose a bit of a risk for Platform Paladins, because part of the curse is that you take damage when other people take damage near you.
That's right.
What a dumb curse to put on me. What do you want? Or wasn't it his idea that I go and solve the issue of the Goblin King wanting to...
Well, he wanted to know what Grab a Goblin is. They don't know what it is.
Yeah, that's right.
And he just wants to know what it is, and then you'll be released from the curse.
We just won't take any damage when we're on the show.
Good point. Good point.
Or you solve the problem.
I think that's totally fine.
I get a special sense saying that, like, I'm not going to dispel this through my own means. And perhaps Ripley can attest to that.
Well, she as you talk this through with her, she's like, well, do you know what Grab a Goblin is?
No.
Okay. It sounds like one of their shows, though. We probably need to figure out what it is.
Sounded like the shaman was unhappy that the Goblin King was potentially submitting the goblin people to this show. It didn't align to the old ways that he was very precious about.
Look, our friend Elliot is pretty keen on shows. I mean, even though he's our friend, he's very keen on these shows. Maybe ask Elliot when you're there. He might be able to help you out with whatever this Grab a Goblin is, but it certainly sounds like a show.
All right, Elliot. Well, I guess if that's the direction you're pointing me in, I'm keen to get to Elliot's. But there is a little map that we've got of other places that we could potentially visit.
So, are there any locations you would like to go to on that map besides...
We don't really know what they are, do we? Like, I suppose... Do we assume that we've quizzed Ripley on, like, what does the town have to offer?
Yeah.
And she's potentially pulled up, like, there's a desk with a map. An illuminated map.
Exactly. Keep going. What is it? What does it look like?
Well, it looks like a top-down view of the town with a few markers. It looks like a... I don't know what a blueprint is because I come from a very basic world. it looks like a drawn map but illuminated.
Yep.
And she's able to move the map around and point out different landmarks. So I don't really like my main priority is to perhaps talk to someone about the curse.
Yeah, okay.
But maybe the others have something that they want to look at.
I think I'm super keen to just go to Super Elliot's first because there's free stuff there, and the idea it's rude, man. The idea of getting free stuff that would normally cost money is just
out of this world. All right, cool. Well, why don't we start there and we'll continue. So, walking out of Ripley's, okay. Which way do you go? Do you go to the main street or do you walk around the back of the shops? Super Elliot's is just across from it. Mm-hmm. So you can see Super Elliot's when you come out of Ripley's. There's a bit of a tree line there, but you make your way over. It's kind of strange because it is like a back entrance and it is the only entrance you can get into there. There's only a back entrance into Super Elliot's. But opening the door, you are greeted by Elliot. Okay, he's sitting behind a counter flipping through what looks like a magazine. He is human. This is the first human you have seen in the Feywild. It's the first human you have seen since you left Largshire. And he looks up and he's like, oh, hey guys, how's it going? Looking around this room, there are your characters have never seen them before, but essentially what they are BMXs, roller skates, skateboards. This whole place is filled with roller blades as opposed to roller skates. Filled with these strange forms of communication, transportation that you've never seen before. There's like huge big posters of people doing like radical jumps and stuff like that. He's like, oh, hey, how's it going, guys? What brings you here today?
Well, we're new in town. We just had some metal disc surgically implanted on the back of our heads, and we were told that our credit's good here by the woman across
the way.
Ripley,
his
I think
face,
her name
like, was. He's like, oh man, shh, dude. Don't go yelling about that.
I can't yell about the fact that I got a metal disc in the back of my head.
All right. Come over here, man. Come over here. And he takes you to the back of the shop where there is a... not really a bookshelf. It's like a display stand that he presses a button on the side of, and the display stand opens up just like a door into another room. And he's like, go out there. Quick. And do you all go in there?
Last time I went down into a secret little... compartment, I had a metal disc put into the back of my head.
Walking into this room, it is lined with weaponry and armor. There is one of the smaller walls has a few pieces of armor, and then the other walls are lined with all sorts of strange weapons you've never seen before. For our listeners, we are looking at a list of items from Lasers and Liches, and these include things like a stun baton, a lead pipe, metal knuckles, blasters, bolters, slingshots, phasers, laser swords, laser battle axes,
plasma rifle in the 40-watt range?
There are all sorts of stuff on these walls. And he's like, yeah, like he can see. He's like peering at the metal disc at the back of the head. He's like, you really got it put on, huh? What a trip. Well, you guys can take whatever you want, really. But don't be greedy. Keep it maybe one or two things each. I mean, someone's got to pay for this.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. Well, I mean, I have no idea what any of this stuff is.
So he starts talking through it with you. He's like, these work just like normal melee weapons, you know, except they do sort of different stuff every now and then. Like a laser sword, and he presses it, and it's essentially like a lightsaber, you know. You press it, and he's like, chops, just like a sword, okay? Does quite a bit of damage. Will cut through quite a few things. You'll probably enjoy yourself with this. He's like, this here, this is a chainsaw. And he takes this thing, this big thing off the wall, and presses a button, and it just starts to vibrate. And he's like, cut down trees with this.
That seems horrifyingly violent.
So you guys can look through that list and pick two items that you would like to use.
Yeah.
If you want some help with choosing something, let me know.
I would like a laser disc and a laser bow, please.
Okay, there it is. He's like, Elliot is like, huh? Not bad. No worries. Lady knows what she likes. He takes down the laser disc and the laser bow and hands it to you.
Oh, no one told me you could get laser discs here. Can I get like Jurassic Park on laser disc? And
I love that like one of the properties for laser disc is its finesse, thrown, and returning. So it really does fit with laser disc, doesn't it?
I love it. It should one of its properties should be that it needs to be turned over to continue use. All right, so I'm definitely going to have to. Oh, that laser battle axe looks pretty good.
Yep.
I think that will serve as a very nice replacement to my great axe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm thinking about just that shredder. I think also sounds pretty cool. Attacks all targets in a 15-foot cone.
Oh, wow.
That sounds pretty cool. And my first BMX was called a shredder, so gotta get one of those.
Yeah.
I think Elliot would approve.
Yeah, he's like so when you pick up the shredder, and I think not the laser boat, just the shredder. He's like, you're gonna need energy for this bad boy. He goes over and pulls out a. Looks like a rectangle box. It's got two lights on it, and it's got three holes in the side. Okay, and then he pulls out three cartridges, and he's like, "It's going to take a little while to charge these. You're looking about half a day to charge one. Get six shots in each, and you got four of them. So 24 shots, and you got to take a day or so to recharge everything." And he gives you that as well.
Okay. Nice. Nice. And then I kind of do just like a, I don't even know.
You like a little montage of like loading.
A load up montage where I, and then it just zooms in on a shot of my butt as well. It's just like Batman and Robin. So I get the laser battle axe kind of just like locks in somehow to my leg.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I like that.
And then the shredder also locks in on my back.
Yeah.
And then it just zooms in on my butt. And then it's somebody else's.
I think actually the shredder sounds like it's almost like a guitar that you shred and everything within 15 feet in front of you. Like it's not described that way, but it certainly sounds like it.
It does sound like it. I'm looking at some pictures which I'm fairly sure are from Super Elliot's back room, and there's definitely a guitar.
Yeah.
So maybe there's something there.
All right, wicked. Lyle, have you had a look? Is there anything that you are interested in?
Yeah. Well, I'm feeling a bit vulnerable at the moment, being cursed and what have you. And I don't really want to be around people when the fighting gets too thick. So I was thinking of picking up the riot shield, the little translucent lightweight shield, which would be great for protecting myself from projectiles, which I keep seeming to be copying. And so I'm proficient in crossbows. I've noticed a little... It looks like a one-handed kind of device, the phaser. Is that like a one-hand pistol kind of deal?
Yeah, I reckon it is.
Would I have any idea how to use that with a proficiency of crossbow?
I think so. I think you would. I imagine... I mean, 1d4, it's stunning. It stuns things. That's cool.
Yeah.
When a creature is hit by this weapon, they must make a constitution saving throw DC 10 or have their movement speed reduced by half until the end of the next turn. That's cool.
If I was going to pick from two things, it would be the riot shield and the phaser.
All right, cool. Yeah, he's like, nice choice. Kurt takes them down, gives them to you. Rune, what are you thinking?
Now, Rune... I mean, Rune's had a bit of a look through, and he's got two priorities. One is that he wants to be a good fighting guy, but also he's very money driven. So he's also looked at all the price tags in the shop. now he can see that up on a, it looks like maybe it's a big pedestal or something. There's a plasteel rig, which is the most expensive thing in the shop, right? I can't wear it because it's heavy armor, right? Can I try to convince Super Elliot? Can I try to convince him to let me take it? Because I actually want to flip it for money, for like credits or something, and then spend the money elsewhere. I had a look at all the armor, and none of it is better than the light armor that I've already got. So, I'm just thinking, like, as a sort of a min-max kind of thing, that's maybe what he would try to do.
Yeah. Is that something what about I need to roll the, what about for the to convince Ellis, him? What about the Ellistain armor, which is 10 plus so that's dexterity 10 plus
dex? Oh, it's plus the charisma modifier.
Yeah, plus dex.
Touché. I mean, I thought it was no. I didn't calculate that properly. So my dex modifier is plus 2, and my charisma modifier is plus 5. So that actually would be 14. That would be one more on my armor class.
Okay, that's if you 13, want to. I'm all for you attempting to convince him to give you the plasteel rig.
I'll try it.
Yeah, just do a deception. What are you gonna say to him to convince him that you're gonna be able to use that?
I'm really trying to bulk up, man. I'm gonna hit the. Is there a gym in the Feywild?
Is there
a gym in this town?
I would imagine the school has a gym.
All right, I'm gonna hit the gym over at Haverbrook High, and I'm really planning on doing some serious shredding and mad gains and all that. So that's what I'm gonna try to do. So I'm gonna roll my d20. There's a 13.
He's a bit skeptical. I mean, he's like, well, you don't really look like someone that's going to, and it's pretty expensive. Look, I'll give it to you, but you might need to give it back at the end, okay? And then he takes it down and gives it to you.
Thanks, man.
Is there anything else you want to try?
Am I strong enough to carry the phaser rifle? It's 12 pounds. Or can I use a two-handed weapon, actually, with my warlock class?
You would have disadvantage with attacks. You can carry it, and you can use it, but you'd have disadvantage on your attacks. The things that you can use without any issues is a laser sword. I imagine a claw glove. It says martial weapons, but I'm sure you'll be fine. A stun baton, which stuns things.
I'll get a claw glove. That's pretty badass.
Yeah, and then any of the simple stuff you can do as well. So phaser, slingshot, shuriken, bolter. All right, that's cool. You take the one you want. That's excellent. And he's like, "Nice, you guys look pretty kitted out. Is there anything else I can do for you?"
Sorry, did I get a bow or a sword?
You got a
two laser things.
Laser. Did you say laser bow or laser sword?
I've written laser bow in one part of my notes and laser sword in the other. So that's all right.
You said a laser bow, and a laser disc because we had jokes.
Yeah, wicked. Okay.
Which job?
Elliot thinks you're just trying to steal stuff. He's like, "Hey, what are you trying to pull on me?
What you doing?"
I'm just looking at armor as well and whether I should get it. But my heavy armor's pretty good. Or have I already, because I grabbed two weapons, that's all I can grab.
Yeah, what's up?
Well, he did say two things. I'm happy for you guys to try and convince him though that you need some more.
Go on, Spartan.
All right. I'm going to try maybe persuasion.
To get what?
And I'm going to help him because I think, like, Spartan's always been our tank. You know, he's always up at the forefront of the fighting. So, like, if he's weak, we're all in trouble, right? The band relies on him to soak all of the punch.
All right. So, what are you going to try and get?
All right. So, I'm going to roll for persuasion. Oh, and that's a good one. It's 21. What I'm going to say is, look.
One, give me the other.
I've got it. Yeah, I don't need to say much, do I? No, I'm just going to say, look, Elliot, how about I get three things, but I will tell everybody when I meet them where I got it from, that I got it from Super Elliot's, and it's your
isn't it supposed to be secret?
Is it?
Yeah, it's in the back room.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Here's the resistance.
There's a back door. There's a back door.
Check out Super Elliot's back room deals.
All right. Does Super Elliot weigh this over? Right. Does he consider it?
Now. I'm going to, I get three things, but I don't tell anyone where I got it from.
So now you're blackmailing him.
Excellent. He's confused by both things that you've said, and he's like, look, man, you look like you could really do with some armor. What takes your eye?
I'm thinking the plasteel shield. I think that would go well for me.
Yeah, okay.
Is that the one that you can wear that with two handers?
Yeah, that's right. That's right, because my shredder you need to wear you need to use with both hands. So I think the plasteel shield would go well if I had to use that.
Oh yeah, that's cool. So you can have that, like, it's just like this thing that attached to your wrists, and you can still use your two-handed weapon. All right, cool, man. Yeah, he's like, yeah, that's a cool choice, and he takes it down.
All right. I dig it. All right, awesome. Done.
Out of interest, Tom, what's your current armor class?
It is 16.
He's a heavy boy.
So that adds plus one to my armor class.
If I can't flip the plasteel rig in town, I think I'll give it to you because it's an 18.
Right. It does reduce your movement speed by 10, though.
I'm not gonna tell Spartan that. I'm just gonna pretend I'm a real nice guy.
All right.
All right. So, sounds good, Rune. Thanks.
What else do you guys need? You're good. You look like you're ready to rock.
I am literally ready to rock with my shredder.
Listen, Ripley suggested that you might know something about the local, curses, hexes, that kind of thing.
He looks a bit confused at that. So, what do you need, mate?
Well, so a goblin shaman threw some dust on me.
Mm.
And now if anyone else around me gets hurt, I get hurt too. I've been cursed.
That dustin did not make you feel good.
Yeah, okay. That sucks, man.
Dust was not, it wasn't.
How do you get rid of it?
Yeah.
How do you get rid of it?
Sorry? Well, I have no idea. Well, I have to go and figure out. Oh, yeah, sorry. Of course. The reason he put it on me or threw it on me was because I was meant to go and, do some digging around and figure out what the Goblin King's motives were behind this grab a goblin.
Oh, right.
Do you know what grab a goblin? You know much about?
Yeah. Hey, let's come out to the main store. I'll show you grab a goblin. Yeah, that Goblin King, man, he is a nasty pasty. Come on, let's go watch. And he sort of ushers you out of the room. So you guys walk out of there like fully armed to the teeth with stuff. Nothing suspicious at all. And then he goes over to his counter, grabs it, like sort of reaches over the counter, grabs a remote, turns on his viewing screen, and he flicks through. And he's like, it'll come in a minute. And they're absolutely spamming the ads for it. And so he's just sort of chatting about stuff, and he's sort of pointing out and seeing if you want to buy anything else in the shop. And he talks about rollerblades, and he talks about getting a BMX. And then it comes on, this ad.
Well, actually, how much would a pair of, like, I see these, like, knee pads and elbow pads. Well, that's what they look like to me.
Yeah.
How much would a set of that stuff cost?
20 Omnicreds?
Omnicreds.
Look, I can probably put them on the same account as Ripley if you like.
That'd be pretty sweet, man. Otherwise, I've got this neat set of gold coins here, which you probably don't care. It's like it's legitimate gold, pressed gold, man.
Yeah. Omnicreds are kind of more important to me at the moment. Wait, here it is. Here it is. And then the viewing screen comes up, and it's an advert. Mm-hmm. This summer, grab yourself a goblin. And this, like, ridiculous music. And there's just, like, goblins running around and people grabbing them. The funnest, most exciting new show from the Faceless Suits. Grab a Goblin. And it goes on and it doesn't really explain what it is at all.
Does it have a member of the audience going... Wow, he really grabbed a goblin.
That's what it's got. And Elliot is like, he turns the volume down and he's like, so, the report's saying that Goblin King has basically sold all of his goblins to the Faceless Suits. They think they're getting some sweet deal, but they're all going to go become essentially slaves to the Faceless Suits to make this show. I don't even really know what the show is. Something about, there's all different places. They're going to hide goblins. People got to go and find them. It sounds really messed up. They're going to...
Well, different places they're going to get grabbed.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good.
How big are goblins compared to, like, me, for example?
About the same size.
Okay.
Yeah, he's sold them out completely. It's like he has washed his hands with his people.
It's pretty rough for someone with Goblin in his name. That's like...
Yeah.
He's the sellout king.
Maybe if you get that information back to whoever did that to you, they might release you from your thing.
Can you text him?
how am I going to find this goblin shaman? Like, is there a number that I can ring them on?
The rabbit.
I don't know. The what?
The rabbit.
The rabbit.
The meth rabbit.
Oh, no.
Like a meth rabbit coin?
Sorry. So you're saying that if I wanted to get in touch with a particular goblin, the rabbit...
Well, he's not saying it. That's something your character knows.
So when we talked to the meth rabbit, it gave us a coin in case you ever needed a favor, something like that?
I don't even recall that. Okay.
Yeah, that wasn't long. That was a year ago, so that's understandable.
I had a big coffee and a hot chocolate just before, so I remember everything that ever has or will happen.
Your perception has crossed between all barriers of time and space. You now see all times as one multifaceted object.
Yeah, he gave you guys a coin, and the idea was that... you can use that to contact him and then he can send a message for you.
Yeah. Right. Okay, well, thanks, man, for reminding me of the thing that I should know. All right, awesome.
He's
hey,
like,
Lyle, you should...
Sorry, Jack?
Rune is selling you. You should use that coin that the rabbit gave you, man. You the meth rabbit? He's all jacked up on time.
He's all jacked up on time. He doesn't know where it goes. Are you going to try and contact the meth rabbit now?
I think I probably should. Maybe I won't do it inside the store. Perhaps, like, is there a little, like, seedy back alley?
Yeah, for sure. Something? If you look at the map, there's a little alleyway between... right next to Super Elliot's. Elliot's like, he's like, yeah, man, yeah. I would get in touch with that goblin and get yourself sorted out because curses are no joke. And he's like packaging up your knee pads and elbow pads and hands them over to you.
Oh, yeah, sick. There's no need to package them up, mate. I'll just I'll put them straight on.
He sort of looks at you with a strain. He's like, okay, no worries.
You never know when I don't want skin knees.
Elliot, these items that you've got are all really awesome, but I'm a bit of a... I don't really feel like I fit in so well in the Feywild. I'm a bit of a traditionalist. Is there anywhere in town that has a bit more like traditional weapons or maybe even vintage weapons and things? I mean, you're obviously state of the art. I'm looking for old school. Is there anyone you know that was...
He's looking for an op shop.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. Head over to Bates Motel.
Cool. Sounds like nice and legit place.
If you head to Bates Motel, you see the sign. Right next to that is the Surplus Value Center. Yeah, they essentially sell secondhand adventuring stuff, all sorts of odds and ends you'll be able to find there.
Cool. All right. Do we want to go over together, or I'll wait for Lyle to do some rabbit stuff. Do you rabbit thing?
Yeah, I gotta go summon the mesh on you or whatever it is.
All right. You head out of the store and take the coin out. I can't remember what I said you have to do. You got to flick it three times and whisper in its side or something like that.
I think you have to look into a mirror.
Can I throw it into another plot hole? Can I just throw the coin into a plot hole and say that it works?
Go into a public toilet and it's like Bloody Mary, but you say Bunny Methy and then it will appear if you say it three times.
I go into the public toilet. I read the messages written, scroll on the wall.
Call the number for a good time.
Yeah.
All right. You do whatever combination of those things that you wanted to do.
And, I do all of them.
The camera cuts to deep into the forest where a large rabbit with a vest and a heap of clocks hanging off its neck and bloodshot eyes is bounding through the forest. stops.
Can the rabbit say, like, yeah, boy?
And as you flick the coin for the last time, it hears a resounding ring, and it says, yeah, boy. Yeah, boy. And bounds off into the forest. And we will hold it there.
That's good, because I was the were-rabbit, and I didn't prepare for that.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
See you.
Hello. Thank you for listening to this episode of Committee Quest. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. We are also part of the Robots Radio Network, and coming up are some previews of some of those shows. They're awesome, and you should check them out. Thanks a lot for listening.